The review team was formed after Nevada ranked first in the nation for its rate of women murdered by men, a figure released in a 2011 report by the Violence Policy Center. Nevada now comes in at number 6, but advocates say more training is needed to help law enforcement, prosecutors, judges, and others identify particularly high-risk situations.
Escalating violence, the use of substances, the threats of homicide or the threats of suicide. Increased sexual assault as part of the cycle of violence. Those are some of the indicators that would suggest that this might be a lethal case.
That's Sue Meiske, who serves on the review team and is executive director for the Nevada Network Against Domestic Violence. She says the act of strangulation specifically is another major indicator that a deadly outcome is possible, and first responders need guidance on how to gather and even simply recognize the evidence.
There may be evidence in the eyes where someone has been strangled and there has been eruption of blood vessels in the eyes that you wouldn't necessarily look for otherwise, knowing that you should also check back with the victim if they've indicated that strangulation has happened. The bruises may show up in a couple of days, so you can then take pictures.
Meiske says there's only a small window to collect those injury photos, which are critical for prosecution. Along with victims' advocates like Meiske, the state review team also includes law enforcement and judicial officers, and it'll be digging into more than 30 recommendations in the new year. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.